Welcome to the Irish Photography Podcast. Take control of your camera and develop the skills necessary to improve and master your photography. Join me, Dermot O'Donovan, John Myler, and Darren J. Spoonley as they cut through the sometimes confusing jargon of photography to help you find your own style and decide what's best for you. A mix of educational, inspirational, honest, and sometimes controversial content delivered in a unique, fun way from three of Ireland's talented photographers. Let's go.
And welcome along to the Irish Photography Podcast, guys. Hello, 2019. So just a bit of an announcement, bit of news, guys, for 2019 is the fact that because I'm so awesome and the two lads were absolutely crap at podcasting, I've decided to sack Darren and I've sacked John. So I'm here on my own. So from now on, guys, it's only me. So I know you're all delighted to get rid of the Cork fella and the Dub. So let's rejoice. I'm only messing. How are you guys? How are you keeping? Do you enjoy your 2019 so far?
Yeah, we did. Had a good one, Dad. How are you? Hope you had a good Christmas.
I had a fantastic Christmas. Just delighted to see the back arse of that grotto now. And hello, 2019! So how are you, Darren?
Happy New Year, boy. I'm great, great. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you both. Happy New Year to everybody else. Yeah. Good Christmas.
Very good.
All ready for 2019 now, yeah?
Excellent, excellent. So, guys, we have two topics today. I said I'd share one of my topics today because I'm such a nice person and 2019 is bringing out a whole new light of me, so I'm going to try and be nice to everyone as much as I can, so no more meanie. So we won't bully you, John, anymore, okay? I promise. I pinky promise, okay? So I'm going to give one of my topics away to Darren today, and he wants to talk about our survey that we did in late 2018. But we're going to jump into my own topic. My first topic is our New Year's resolution. So I'll go last, guys, since I'm hosting. So I'm going to do any, miny, mo to see which one will go first. So, John, I'll go with you, John.
I thought you said you weren't going to bully me.
Tell me. Sorry. Okay.
Most New Year's resolutions are forgotten in the first 2 days, anyway. So you're keeping up with that.
Okay.
One,
yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. So First of all, John, right? So we've all made New Year's resolutions, okay? I made one last year. I don't know if he did or not, but did you make a New Year's resolution last year?
I actually didn't make a New Year's resolution last year, funny enough. That's the God honest
truth. You didn't?
I didn't. I'm probably the only person at the three of us here that didn't. So I can't really tell you how my New Year's resolution went for last year because my New Year's resolution from last year never existed. But I have got a New Year's resolution for this year.
Okay, tell me all about it. So
this year I was doing well with my photographs, getting out into the landscape and so on, but in May it kind of came to a standstill just because I was so busy with my own coaching and so on and tournaments and stuff. It just took a back turn, and then in June my camera got broken at the end, actually, of one of my tournaments. My camera got broken, so that went off, and one thing to led to another, went into a bit of a rut, don't know what happened. But I never really got out as much as I did. So this year I have promised myself I will get out shooting more. Last year I got up to Donegal. I absolutely loved it. And then I wanted to get down to Kerry. I wanted to go to Galway. And I also wanted to do a shoot in Wicklow. And out of all those places, I only got to Donegal. So there's places I want to go this year. Definitely want to explore Kerry more. Because last proper time I had down in Kerry was with you, Darren, at the MLP. That was going back a while now. And that was actually a great weekend. It's a cracking weekend.
Yeah,
So
that was brilliant.
I want to get back down there to do a lot more. There's a couple of lads that I've since got to know a lot better through Munster Landscape Photographers. So I want to go down and meet them. I want to get up to home to Wicklow. It's not too far from my home in Dublin. I want to get up there. Mr. BG has asked me up a few times, Bernard Gergely. So going up there, I want to get to Ballinstowe Woods, which I drove past the other day on my way to Glendon Loch. Want to get back over to Ackle, lovely place there 2 years ago. Said I'd go back for a photography weekend only on my own. And
Ackle is fantastic. I remember Ackle as a child because, as you all know, my father is a scuba diver and it's a massive scuba diving location. And I have very, very fond memories. So, yeah, it's just I didn't know if it was landscape photographic scene up there, is there?
There is, if you take your time and go look around. It's more around the coast. It's, I think it's the White Cliffs area. I could have that completely wrong. I did drive there. The weather was very, very poor. That looked like an interesting spot. But other than the landscape, as I said before in a couple of podcasts, I want to get more into portrait photography. I threw a photograph to you guys there the day that I took my daughter on her 10th birthday. That kind of style, fine arts, particularly into forestry, is what I want to try and get into this year as well. So I've a lot to learn there and I'm looking forward to that. So to answer your question, my New Year's resolution is to get out into the landscape more and dabble a bit more in other types of photography, particularly in the fine arts end of things.
That's cool. And John, tell me more. I know you've all these goals for photography and all that, and you're a big proponent, a big supporter of meditation and mindfulness. So have you any plans for that side of things also?
If I can get out into the landscape more, I'll relaunch my mindfulness workshops. I done a couple last year that went very, very well, and I had a lot of people inquiring after that. But because the way things took a turn for me, I just couldn't do it. Time-wise, literally couldn't do it. So yes, that is one area that I would look at. But from a personal point of view, from that end of things, focusing very much on fitness at the moment. Doing a lot of training, a lot of meditations, and by doing that, it's going to help me get back out into the photography and enjoy it more because I'll be fitter. You know, guys, what it's like to be climbing up hills and mountains. Nothing as bad as going up and coughing your lungs out. So it all balanced out for me in time to come.
That's cool. Yeah. That's fantastic to hear. And but like you said, getting your body right and getting your mind right and having those two facets of a genre of thing, okay, yeah, and being able to marry that with your photography, I'm sure it'll only have a positive effect moving forward for you.
Yeah, they're all tools that work together.
So, Darren, have you any New Year's resolutions for last year?
Well, hang on now, first of all, before I even go into my ones, John, fair play to you, man. You had no resolution last year, and that's a really ambitious plan for this year. I'm delighted to hear it. I look forward to seeing you get out there.
Putting them in the bank for this year.
Go from zero to hero, man. Fair play to you. I don't know if I can keep up with that.
So put them all in the bank for a year.
Yeah, right. So I had a New Year's resolution last year anyway, and it was to kind of get out more and go further away than just going around my own local areas. And I did that when I went to Snowdonia, and I did that when I was in the States as well. And, you know, I really enjoyed that whole experience of getting out there and seeing different places. And I'm obviously hungry for more now because of that. So I did that resolution. I'm, you know, happy I kind of achieved it in a sense, but also I'm really happy in bigger senses that everything I've done now for the last year, I have it all on film. And I actually really like that idea, because not just on the pictures, then I've got the whole experience and the memory of what I was doing and how I felt and stuff like that, you know. So it was a good way for me, because it actually helped me then as well. And John talks about his mindfulness, but it helped me as well just to kind of enjoy the whole landscape aspect of why I get out there to relax and unwind, but then be creative when I'm out there. So yeah, it was a good resolution, and I'm happy that I did it, and I kind of, you know, yeah, I am where I am because of it, I suppose, really. That's which cool. Is great, you know.
Very good.
So come here, tell me, so you're saying that you like to get out and free your mind also, just like John, but do you prefer to get out on your own, or do you prefer to be with a buddy?
That's a good question, because since I set up an MLP, it's rare that I go out on my own, because it's always somebody available, which is brilliant, and that's the whole concept of the group that I wanted to kind of do. But when I do get out on my own, it's good too, because I'm just completely in my own headspace. But the company is good too, but also from by the coast, the safety is even more important. So, you know, to have somebody else there just in case is great. And the company, like I say, in between shoots, I mean, you know, anytime I go shooting, I'm chatting to somebody along the way, and I'll go off to one area, they'll go off to another area, and I give a walkie-talkie to the other person, so if I want to talk to them, I can talk to them. But if there's any issues there, they can send a message through to me too, you know. So yeah,
can I come in on that one? I have to be brutally honest, I found the last year, the times I did get out, when I went out on my own, I found it so much better than going off with a group of people. And when I did go out, I personally would rather only go out with one or two others. Recently, only in the last 12 months, I have felt like that. We've gone out together, Dad. We've gone out together on the coast. We have great crack. But I find if it was a 3, 4, 5, or 6 people, do you know what, guys? I'm being honest. It just doesn't do it for me.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe that's just the headspace I was in at the time. But I even think going forward, I don't know. Things haven't changed just yet. I don't know. Maybe it's
Work your way back into it. Like, you know, go with a group of two.
Well, do you know what it is, Dad? I think I found if I go off with Darren, I don't know if you agree or not. If I go to an area and I like the area, I want to stay there and shoot it. I hate being said, okay, we have to leave now, or we have to go off here.
I absolutely fully agree with you on that.
I hate that.
It's funny you say that now, because I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so, okay. I'm scuba diving, and I'm with my buddy, Mike Ort, just say, right? And he's a macro photography lover, okay? And he's shooting away on this shelf, and just say, I have a wide-angle lens. I don't want to stay there. I want to photograph fast-moving subjects. I want to photograph a fish or a big shark or... well, there's no sharks in Ireland, but you get the idea.
Great white.
a great white over here. I just watched The Meg the other night, actually. Did you see it? Anyway,
no.
So anyway, right, so I want to photograph big things, I want to photograph big scuba divers and so on. Joe, action, I want to photograph action, whereas he's want to shoot, stay in one place in like 1 square meter and stay there for an hour and photograph all the small little things. So I remember when I didn't
have leave your buddy.
Macro lens, I wanted to go off and explore, whereas Mike wanted to stay. So, but now I've went away and I've got my macro lens and the magnifier, so now I can stay my 1 square meter and the two of us can stay where we want now.
I
get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I could just see you there swimming laps there for an hour when you're waiting for your buddy.
Wait, I've done it because I remember when I started, right?
You'd be like a fish story, yourself.
Yeah. No, listen, right? So Mike, right, this is back in February or March when the water was so cold. You remember, it was snowing around that time. And and I only had a wetsuit on, right? So he's lovely and toast in his lovely dry suit. And we're in a place called New Quay. And the water temperature is only about like 5 or 6 degrees. It's really, really cold, like, and it's water as well, just to let you know. And he's photographing away in this lovely shelf. And I'd only a GoPro 6 at the time or whatever. And my hands start going numb and my feet start going numb. So I was like, oh God, I'm freezing here. So what I start to do is swim in laps around in circles. And every now and again, he just turn around and look at me and I'm going around in circles right behind him just to keep moving, to warm up, you know.
Brilliant.
But I suppose in your context, you have to stay together from a safety point of view. Whereas if you're off with a group in the landscape, which we do at time to time, and it's nice to enjoy people's company, but I hate if I have to move when the group has to move and I didn't.
Yeah, and you know what, Dad, if you remember when we went down to Waterford that time, and I had said, okay, I wanted to go here, here, and here, and here, but we had to set timelines in relation to it, so there was the group of us there. But then when you go to bigger groups, which is, I agree with John, because some people might want to go off, okay, well, they can just go off. I mean, you know, if you want to stay there, but if you're in the same car, that's when you've got a difficulty. So you're kind of trapped, like Dad is trapped. Down below, I would not say trapped, but you know what I mean, you're confined to your body, like, you know. And I do think as well, and to go back to your question, I suppose, Dad, about going out on my own, I enjoy that aspect of it, but I might as well be on my own when I'm taking my photos as well, which I think kind of alleviates that whole bigger group thing, because I agree with you, John. I've done it when we did the first MLP meetup, and you know, I kind of said, okay, great, I want to get everybody together. There was 16 people there, and I was thinking, okay, am I a leader of this, so what am I doing? And I said no, so I gave everybody lists and said, okay, break up into small groups and go off. Because otherwise, you've got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pictures of the same rock.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's nothing going to be different in regards to that, so break up into smaller groups. I think that kind of works better. But bigger groups then can work from a workshop point of view, where you need to get, like, 4 people, maximum 5 people, because if you go any more, again, it's lost. You can't get the message across or anything like that. So I prefer, like I said, to go with somebody from a safety point of view, but when I'm shooting, I prefer to be on my own, do you know?
Hmm.
Anyway, that was a nice tangent off on that one. That was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
That was pure random, like, you know. Anyway, so have you anything planned for this year for your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I do actually, and I'm interested to see where that takes me, because I kind of want to change certain things about how I do my photography and stuff like that. And it kind of stemmed from starting the podcast with you two guys, and you know, the amount of people that we have met so far from the different guests that we've had on, the when we went to the event and just the different hands-on experience with the cameras and stuff like that, and then obviously talking about the different topics and expanding my own knowledge in photography has gotten me interested in seeing and learning more. So I'm thinking here that I'm looking forward to the people that we're going to meet and, you know, and chat to on the podcast in 2019, and how I can learn from them, and also our audience can learn with us as well. So I'm kind of, I want to get more to know the people that are out there, because when we go meeting on the IPF and stuff like that, you know, the emotion from people, and you remember it, and you don't, John, your dad went as proxy, but you remember it, Dad, when we were getting our LIPFs, you know, we were sitting there and bucketing it. And, you know, the relief afterwards. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, kind of having conversations with people when we go to the IPF events, because that's raw. That's the passion that we talked about in a number of episodes beforehand that people have for photography. And, you know, again, you think about, and John, again, a slightly tangent, but, you know, John talks in regards to from a mindfulness point of view, but you've taken your photos, your pictures are printed, there's nothing you can do about it, but you sit there and that thought and that worry and everything else, it manifests itself, and all of a sudden you're sick in your stomach, you're sweating, you're waiting for it, bang, 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 and then this panel has been successful. Oh, Jesus, thank God for that. You know, I can't wait for that aspect, you know, so that's what I'm excited for this
year. That's very true, Darren, very, very true.
Like the whole L panel thing, like I was cool as a cucumber. I was just, I knew this was going to go seamlessly for me. Like, so, but, yeah, pure lies there. Yeah. But do you know what?
Yeah.
It's the experience, like just say getting the L panel. It was great. I don't even remember it, but I remember the experience of getting it, the journey, sorry, of going to get it. Yeah. So I remember selecting the prints. I remember going to Whelan's and selecting the mounts that we're going to use and how we're going to position them. And then I remember driving up and getting lost, do you know, and then meeting yourself there and then sitting, do you know, I don't really remember getting the award after that once they said it was successful. I don't really remember anything after that, but I remember everything else. It was such a fun journey, do you know? So I love it, love it.
Was that Mullingar, was it?
Yeah, Mullingar, yeah.
Or up in Mullingar, yeah. That was brilliant.
And Darren, there's also, sorry Darren, there's also people that have linked into us from overseas, which is great too. I know we've got a couple of listeners from the UK as well, which is, like, it'd be great to meet up with those guys and girls in 2019 and 2020 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. And you know what? I think, like, from my personal point of view, I want to kind of see where we can bring this on. And I think it'd be great for all three of us as well. I think it'd be great for our audience. So, yeah, that's my year's resolution, is have some fun with the Irish Photography Podcast. And guess what, guys? You have to come along for the ride.
So what's yours is ours.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Yeah. Love it. I actually love it. I love the idea, Darren. Well done.
Go on, Dad. Here's what yours.
Dad.
Okay. So since I asked you the same format, I'll answer the same way. So my New Year's resolution last year was to make myself a better photographer, get out of the rut that I was in, and I definitely succeeded in that. Made myself a far better photographer. I think I made myself a better human, which is a weird thing to say. I do feel like I can approach photography in a total different way, and I can overcome certain situations that I needed to overcome. And I succeeded in everything that I needed to do from my last year's New Year's resolution. And I feel that I am definitely twice or three times the photographer I was last January. I think John is crying at the thought of it. It's very emotional for him. Is it okay, John?
Yeah, you'd be a tear to a glass eye. I can remember.
I knew it.
Do you know what's changed with you is your frustration levels. 2 years ago, you'd get very frustrated if you went out for an image. You drove for half an hour for an image and you came home without one. You'd be like a bull for 2 days. Whereas now, I think you were able to go out and accept it and come back.
True story.
Well done. You're right, because it's like I was out, when was it? Yesterday. I was only out yesterday for a sunrise in Killaloe. Got a lovely image, very happy with one. And like you said, if I didn't get one or two or three, I'd freak out. And then I drove to Hove to Kilkee with the family and I got nothing. And like, I I said in a message to you that even if the light was there and it was unbelievable, I still wouldn't have gotten a photograph because I couldn't get a composition. And then Darren sent a video back saying, ah, hard luck. You know, the thing is that you got out and you enjoyed it. And then he made up a big word called procrastinate, which I knew what it was, but I just entertained the fact that, look, it was Darren's birthday. So happy birthday as well, Gaffer.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Cheers. Yeah.
No bother. So I just left him have his moment, you know. So
all right. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. But you didn't flip out, which is the biggest point about the change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. So yeah, that was mission accomplished for last year.
Good boy. Good. And what's on the table for 2019?
Okay. Now, as you all know, I did a bit of vlogging once upon a time. And
yeah.
It never really succeeded. It never really took off because I didn't put enough effort into it. It wasn't very structured. And to be oddly enough, let's call it a spade. I want to vlog more. I want to do it again, but I want a fresh start. I want it to be new.
Spit it out there.
You know, right. You know, but, and do you know the way I just said the last one wasn't structured? This one isn't going to be structured either. But it's, this is coming out all arseways.
Make sure you have all your equipment and bits and bobs as well when you do go out, because you're a devil for leaving things behind, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
Did you forget something this time as well, did you?
Not a thing. So, moving swiftly on. So, I wanted to do vlogging, but I wanted to do a bit of everything. So I wanted to bring my audience along with me on my journey of just everything, really. So going scuba diving, when I go surfboarding, I'm going to bring you along with me, kayaking and all that stuff. So I want kind of life events and kind of all, but my whole life is revolved around photography, so it kind of marries itself into one another anyway. So like, yeah, it's a YouTube channel where it's photography, but it's a bit of everything, you know.
I love the idea, and that's going to be great.
Yeah, so it's just like, and plus I want to maybe collaborate with yourself, Darren, as well, in a few as well. Yeah. So you know. Yeah. And that's my whole idea. And like, even like, I literally took the bull by the horns. I went away and I bought a pocket Osmo. I paid for it today, so it should be here maybe Monday, Tuesday. So that is going to help me from a vlogging point of view, and the fact that it's so nimble and neat that I can literally stick it in my pocket and pull it out and say, hey, presto. So yeah, that's my New Year's resolution. What do you think about it?
Good. Yeah. And actually, it's funny enough, since we started speaking about it, I actually feel quite motivated. Don't know about you two, but I feel quite motivated after telling you what I want to do. I'm going to go.
Excellent.
I'm going to go to Kerry in the morning.
do
so,
it.
John, will you do me a favour? Will you come onto my channel every now and again and kind of make a guest appearance?
Absolutely, I'd love to. And you know, also what we should do is, after this podcast goes out, we should write down on our Facebook page our New Year's resolutions, and maybe our listeners could write them down too. So we can see what everybody else
very,
has.
Very, very true. I'd love to hear and read some of the photographers that follow us, their New Year's resolutions, because not only does it give us a better insight to what type of photographer they are, but it might help us to kind of maybe join their journey along the way and kind of collaborate moving forward with not just ourselves, but with other photographers within this great community that we've grown so far to date, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great. Yeah.
Okay, so guys, so that's absolutely fantastic. Like John said, we're really, really motivated and we're really going to push forward for the whole new year. So we're going to jump to our sponsorship, guys, and we'll have a little word from Hanel Industries.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hanel Industries. Hanel Industries is one of the leading manufacturers of power products for camcorders and digital cameras. Having celebrated over 50 years in business, Hanel have an excellent reputation in research and development and a well-known history of quality products and excellent design.
And you're very welcome back to the second part of the Irish Photography Podcast. Darren, I'm going to give the reins to you, buddy, because this topic, like I said, I'm being very nice in 2019. I'm going to share this with you. So off to you, buddy.
I better take it while it's there, because you'll have forgotten it with your resolution on this one anyway, I imagine, by next week. Hopefully you don't forget the resolutions we discussed earlier, because that's actually going to be fun. But so I wanted to talk about the survey that we did. We put it up on our Facebook group, and you know, it was great actually. We had 40 people that gave us answers, which was, you know, good in a first time ever asking for it, and we just started off the podcast. But what I wanted to talk about it on the podcast is because some of the answers were actually quite good and quite interesting, and it helps us then to be able to see what way that the podcast itself, you know, the direction that the listeners wanted to go on. And good to see that we've a lot, when we go through it in a second, but good to see that we've a lot right, some great ideas as well, which I think we can bring into it. So, you know, I'd like for us just to go through it there, the three of us together, and we can just go through it raw and give us our honest to God answers in relation to it. So, like, you have it there, yeah?
Yeah.
So the first question was, out of 10, how awesome are the podcasts? And this obviously was, you know, kind of a question in tongue-in-cheek and stuff like that. But in general, it was really, really good. You know, it was 7 to 8, really good podcast. Each episode is different. Good banter. I look forward to each one. But that was great. And I'm looking at them. We also, you know what? Nobody said we were between 3 and 4, but sure, yeah, we had one, all right.
Confession. That one, I think, was my mother. I told her to take the survey, but I don't think she knew how to use it properly. So I stand corrected. If the person's listening in still, chances are they're not, but if they're still listening in, it's either my mother or it's you. But at least they were honest.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. No, but you know, so that was a good litmus test, I suppose, to how we're getting on. That was just the first question in relation to it, and that was really good to see. The 65% of people think we're really doing a really good podcast, so yeah, well done, boys.
Very good.
So it's good to see that one. The next question then was on, you know, and we asked this question because we wanted to figure out what type of audience we had, how many people would listen to more than one podcast other than our own, or we've a bigger audience and stuff like that. And the answer came back, which is interesting, is that the 47% of people download 0 to 5 per week, but then 30.
Is it a week or month, Darren?
A month. And then 30% is between 6 and 10. So between the two of those, like, that's the main bulk of it. So it's good that we're in a bunch of other areas, but also it's good that people are listening to our podcast. But I don't know, how many would you listen to that or download a month?
Jesus, I download at least 20 a week, maybe 15 a week. Yeah, I'm a freak of nature, you know.
You must do a lot of driving, Dad.
I do a lot of driving, yeah. But even when I'm working away, you know, I'd have the headphones on and I'd listen to it. So, but I, you know me, I'm a weirdo, so...
Yeah, true story. And then another question that we asked was, you know, what would people like to hear more of in the podcast? And that's where I think we got a lot of information from. And it's something that, number one, is actually tied for first place, believe it or not. So you can see it there. There's guests was 23% and more tips as well was 23%. So that's good because I've really enjoyed having the guests on. And, you know, we want to have more guests on again this year. I mean, you know, can we tell anybody or somebody about who we're going to have on yet?
Well, I'm in discussions with a professional sports photographer from the States. Oh. A lovely guy. And I won't say his name just yet, because I like to, as you know, we like to have these podcasts in concrete, but we have a date set. We're going to record the next couple of weeks. All I can say, this guy is absolutely fantastic. His images are unbelievable. And I'll put out a teaser before the podcast goes. But I would suggest if you're listening to this, stay tuned over the next few weeks because you're in for a treat.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
And I'm in talks with one of the biggest underwater photographers that has his own books and evidence, but I still won't say his name just in case something happens. But he's more than willing to come on, you know. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I know the likes of Mike Ort and Joe Fitzgibbon and Martin Kiley and a few others like that they would love to see this man, and hear this man on the pod.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And, you know, I think, like, once we get more and more as well used to talking to people on the pod as well, also I think that's going to be great for our listeners, you know. And I think we'll also see as well, because people have kind of given us other areas as well to kind of be thinking of and different photographers in this survey, so we can come back to that as well in a moment. So that's good to see, and good that we're going back into it. But you know what, the next one up from that actually was stories, and like, geez, I don't know, people want to hear more dad stories, like.
Well, I am a legend in my own right, you know, and I've people just calling to my house every day just to hang out with me. So I don't. I'm not surprised.
Sorry, Darren, for cutting across you. I think stories is great. I think, you know, when you're out taking a photograph, you're trying to tell a story. So that could be interpreted as in, are you talking about the story of your photograph or the story of your day out? But I think that's actually quite interesting, and I actually love listening to stories anyway.
I think the votes that we got for that were Richie Hatch's family and close friends who wanted to hear more about Richie's stories.
very true.
The magazine prizes.
Was it a nice lady competition? Was it
Lady Calendar?
Yeah.
Lady Calendar. That's brilliant. I love it all.
Again, there's another one actually, which is interesting for me, was the fifth question was what topics think we're missing, because that really is open to what people want us to do. And, you know, more guests was one of them. I just said that a moment ago, but we've got an interesting one, which I like actually. And it's called, we have the VSP, as everybody knows, but the idea was, how about a TFT, which is tips for twits. I had to be careful saying that one, but basic settings, try said after a few beers, yeah. So basic settings to try in different situations for people trying to get away from auto, and I think that could be a very good one as well for us to do, because
it's a great idea.
You know, we've discussed that a number of times about getting out of auto and just going out of your comfort zone. I think that could be a good one to discuss, and also to us to learn, because, you know, I've said it before, if I'm taking photos of the kids, I go to the phone. I got to push myself and use the camera. I got to learn how to use the camera, do you know?
You know, that's a great idea. And again, we were talking about the guest speakers coming on, and the person coming in, hopefully from the States, I met this guy and we went out to the cliffs, and he actually asked me, did I shoot the cliffs from the water? But I haven't, but I gave the camera to my son one day. And what I said to him was, I stuck it in manual, but I put the ISO on auto, and I told him to come back and show me.
Yeah,
and that was a way of getting him out of auto, if you're with me.
Yeah,
and his shots were actually fantastic, but they're all 90% of them were perfect because the ISO was doing a lot of work for him.
Yeah,
but still it works great. But that was one little tip. Sorry.
Yeah, that's good. And another one as well, actually, which I think is not a good idea, is weekly challenges. So, you know, for our listeners and even for us, but weekly challenge as well for people to try and do. And then we can have different viewpoints and people can share up their images and stuff like that as well, which is really, really good. But there was one there you know, that really kind of stuck out to me, which is when I said it a moment ago what we're going to be doing, which is upcoming photography events. And I think that could be something that I'm looking forward to do. And it's great that, you know, our audience wants us to do that too. So, you know, that's something that we're excited about as well. But there was one there that made me laugh, and it's the last one on this one, actually. But I'll read it out, it's the easiest way. I don't know if you've got it in front of you or not, but you're doing a great job, lads. You've laid the foundations for media expansion onto other platforms such as Top Gear. I saw Top Gear and I went, oh Jesus, yeah, which one of you is going to be Jeremy Clarkson, or is it going to be me going to be Jeremy Clarkson? Who has to see, huh? That would be interesting. But yeah, the idea is Top Gear style challenge, where you meet up somewhere, set a task and see who completes it first and have a forfeit for the loser. And I think that could be something that we could have fun with throughout the year, you know? What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. And as we were saying off air, Darren, we had that idea before. We never done it.
Yeah.
For your MLP page, and I think it's something we can definitely do, and be very, very exciting. Very exciting.
Okay. But we need to film it. This is the thing about it. We need people on board that are going to help us do this, and I think we should make a YouTube video out of it also. So if we have the three of us with a subject matter, just say the three of us all start in the middle of Ballybunion Beach, and we're each given an envelope on what the challenge is, and you're allowed one camera, one tripod, and now you're allowed three things, and then you can pick whatever three things you want. And so do you get what I'm saying? And then
I think he wrote that one himself. He's got laugh out of the background and everything to it already. He knows the place we're starting and everything. But yeah, I think that could be fun. Let's explore that one further, I think, for sure. Let you know. All right, the next question on that was, which special guest should we invite onto the show? And I kind of put up some questions in regards to some generics, and you know, the first one was Irish photographers, next one was international photographers, and interesting, I threw up to hear somebody the audience will know or somebody the audience won't know. They were the lower ones on it, but there was some interesting then specific suggestions, and I think, you know, I'd love to see if we can get a lot of these people on as well. But one there is Irish and international photographers. So, you know, like, we got some guys in the UK there. There's Gary Goff, who was suggested, and there's another guy, John Burns from the Lake District. I'm not sure if it's James Burns, but, you know, I chat with both of those from the, they're both YouTube vloggers, and I think that could be an interesting one to get onto it there, you know. And I do think that one area that I didn't think of, but an idea that came here, was pick one of our listeners based on their online albums. So if we look at people who are listening into the podcast or chatting on the Facebook group, and we have somebody that's a photographer looking at what their work is and get them on and have a chat, I think that could be a very interesting special guest as well, you know. That's a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, great idea.
Cool
ideas.
Yeah, I like that.
The next one then, you know, moving on to the kind of more not in-depth ones, but, you know, I kind of want to find out, okay, would people recommend this to a friend, a group, or a club? And it's great because, you know, 55% of people strongly agreed, 38% people agreed, 2.78%. When you look at that, I go, okay, let's disagree. That's one person, and then one person strongly disagreed as well. So, you know, okay, we can't get it right for everybody.
That was my mother.
Tell your mother to feck off.
Okay, and actually, this one I liked this question because it gave me something which I never thought of. Is, you know, what day of the week do you listen? And the highest one of the lot was Friday. And I'm wondering, is that Friday because we released the podcast on Friday, or do people listen on Friday? But the second one is on a Monday, but nobody listened to a podcast on a Thursday, which is a bit strange. Like, anybody, did you any idea into that? Or why would nobody listen on a Thursday? I suppose it's our listeners that gave us the answer, so we'll ask the question, you know. Let us know on the group.
Hands up, Moontour. I have a funny feeling. A lot of clubs would meet on a Wednesday and a Thursday night.
Yeah, Tuesday and Thursday.
So your soccer training, your CrossFit, whatever that thing that John does, you know, basketball clubs, photography clubs, you know, so they'd always kind of meet midweek. So maybe a lot of people would be like on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Maybe that might be the reason.
Yeah, that could be interesting. Yeah.
Good point.
And, you know, when we look, like, we were thinking then of when people were listening in, you know, okay, we had morning, noon, evening is the highest, so that's obviously potentially driving home from work. And then we look at the details, as our listeners are listening when they're driving, which is great. So, you know, Dad, you do a lot of filming when you're driving as well. So yeah, people listen to us a lot when they're driving, so that's interesting. So, and then the final question was, and I threw this question in really for you, Dad, you know, because, you know, we jest in each of the episodes, which, you know, about your affliction and gas. So I kind of said I'd throw the question out there, you know, just to kind of have a bit of fun, I suppose, really. And in the last month, you spent how much on your photography hobby?
Me? Personally? Well, I don't want to say. Because I'll get in trouble. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, the answers were 0 to 1.
You're trying to incriminate me now, Jesus. No. Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No, I'm not. But look, the answers to the questions were 0 to 100, I swear. So, you know, that was actually the highest one of the lot. So, you know, either a lot of people can't admit that they've got gas, or they actually haven't got gas and they haven't purchased something because it was shiny, or it was an offer that they couldn't put down or anything like that. So that was interesting as being the highest. But then on the flip side to that, we actually had 6 people who were honest with us and told us that they spent over 501 and hoped the wife or the husband doesn't see the answers, which was the second highest answer in relation to it. But you know what? I mean, like, gas is something, it'd be interesting to see what people would have gotten as well over Christmas now from the photography gear, because we asked the question before Christmas and it was very interesting to see the answers that people were giving. So, you know, that could be something now. That, what did people get? Let us know what you got. We'll put a question up into the group and sure, people can throw their answers back in regards to that, you know. So I do think that this survey has been really good, and I'm really thankful to everybody that gave us the answers in relation to it. And it does, it's thrown up a couple of ideas there that we can work off straight away and that we've already thought of as well. So, you know, thanks to everybody for that, and thanks for giving us that feedback, you know. So, yeah, Dad, the reins are back to you now, my man. Thanks for letting me have a go. The new Dad. Does brilliant, everybody like brilliant. The new Dad, or do you know, vote below? Dad new, Dad old.
They love the new Dad. Sure, look at me. I'm even better looking now and everything, like, you know. So, who doesn't like a good-looking man, you know? I don't know, total random.
Did you get humble and lucky bag?
No. Anyway, so guys, we're going to, we've no VSP this week, okay? So like we said, we just came back after New Year. We had a week's break, so we're just gonna, I don't have that much news this week either. I just have to one thing, so we're just gonna jump into our news for one thing. Canon is rumoured to announce 7 new RF lenses for the EOS R full-frame mirrorless camera in 2019. Canon full-frame mirrorless camera enthusiasts can expect up to 7 new RF lenses being announced in 2019, though a few may not begin to ship until early 2020. As the result, the company is planning to make the Holy Trinity for its RF lenses. As expected, those lenses would be the 16-35 2.8, the 24-70 2.8, and the 70-200 2.8 with L-designated versions. The RF lenses represent the very best in optical technology with faster performance and a whole new level of quality. The EOS R is the first camera to feature the RF lens mount with a 12-pin connection, flange back distance of 20mm and a wide 54 mount diameter, enabling even greater flexibility in lens design. The first four Canon RF lenses are the 24-105 f4, the 28-70 f2, which is the lens we all want, and the RF 35 1.8, and also the RF 50mm 1.2, which you and I, Darren, got to use. Was absolutely unreal.
It was mint,
yeah. So all four lenses have customizable control rings. So if we take a look at the list of the Canon upcoming mirrorless lenses, the lenses are rumored to announce in the year 2019. So this is the official list, okay, guys? So like I said, the 16-35 2.8, the 24-70 2.8, and that's got IS also. The 70-200 2.8 IS also. They also have a Canon RF 105mm 1.4, very interesting. I'd like to know more about that. And a new 85mm 1.8 IS STM. So that's, I think it's more of a budget lens.
Maybe, yeah.
It's then you've the RF macro lens, so it's a 90mm 2.8L macro. A non-L kit lens for the EOS R is likely to be in the pipeline as well. We would expect that to be announced alongside an entry-level EOS R body, which we think is arriving in the first half of 2019 also. So that's it for the news, guys.
So did you say that an entry-level EOS R?
Yeah, that's what's rumored to be next on the line.
Oh, so you think they might bring in a pro version?
Oh, yeah, bring the pro. It's shiny. I want it.
I'd say the pro won't be rumored. Darren is sort of going to slap in a minute. I'd say the pro body won't be released until 6 or 8 months into this year, I'd say. Or even rumored, you know.
Fortekin is in there, isn't it?
Is that in May?
I think.
Is it?
Or is it in September?
And when's Birmingham then?
Birmingham's in March.
March, April, May. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited for those lenses because that extra ring, focus ring, and the multifunction ring was really, really cool.
I used that 50mm as well when we were in, Garrett in Whelan's.
Yeah,
and oh my god, no, there was weight in it. I have to say it was weighty, but the quality, lads, was just on.
But like you talked to, even like it, like we're going through times now where the lighter the camera, the better, and all this and all that stuff. But like
glass is glass.
Like even talking to Alvy Gagan there in Sigma, like what comes to them, what's most important to them is image quality. Everyone else doesn't matter. So if it's going to be heavy, it's going to be heavy. And I like Darren, you've seen my 12-24 Sigma Art lens, the new one that I got, and it weighs a ton. Jesus, it's hefty. You would hurt someone if you hit them with it. Like, but do you know what? I posted a picture yesterday on MLP, and it is ridiculously sharp. From foreground to the background, and that's just one shot. I didn't focus stack or anything. It was just one image. Boom. You know, image optical quality.
Outstanding.
The size doesn't matter. So if Canon have the same thing going for them, that it's the size doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, we agree.
You know. So, okay, guys, so we're going to cut our ties for today. I had an absolute blast recording this episode of the podcast. So excited for 2019. Like I said, it's a new me and it's a new Darren and maybe a new John. We'll see. He's going from hero to zero. So we look forward to seeing you all and hearing from me over the next few weeks, guys. So for me, guys, I'm out of here.
Yeah, listen, I enjoyed it there, man. Thanks a million. Yeah, John, good luck. Shlonga fall, everybody.
Cheers, boys. Talk to you soon.
Ayo.
If you've enjoyed the Irish Photography Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, guys, keep shooting.